The Brian Goff Show is back. It's presented by our friends at Pinned Golf with the all-new Blackjack Rangefinder. What do they say? It's lowering scores, not bank accounts, because it's such a high-quality rangefinder for such a low price, $200. And you can go to pinnedgolf.com, use the promo code BrianGolf, Brian with a Y, and you can save, I think it's like 30 bucks on yours or something.
We do this every time, and we don't ever really.
I don't like. That's part of the shtick, though, all right? So don't call me out. That's part of my attitude. Is, you know, it's like it saves
we
you a bunch of money.
We should probably know, though. Like, we should probably know what your discount code is.
I don't need
to
go there.
I know it does
there.
Save a decent. I know it saves a decent amount, but it's just funny because people are always like, how much does it save? I don't know. I know it's a decent amount.
Somebody go tell me. I don't know. I've got like 10 of them here at the shop, so I don't need a pinned range finder, okay? So you do. You go. And plus, it's like a little surprise, you know? Like when you open up one of them
It's a good surprise.
Easter
it's a
eggs.
Decent one, yeah. It's not just like, oh, cool, I saved $5.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of $5, that's what I was talking about. Exactly what I was going to say with the Easter eggs. You know, the plastic ones? You never know if it's like a piece of Reese's or it's like a $5 bill in one of those, you know?
My mom always gave me $20 bills.
Well, we always had like the golden egg, and the golden egg would have $20. We weren't as fancy as your mom, who does absolutely ridiculous things for the simplest of days.
Moving on.
Battle at the beach. Before we get to battle at the beach, we definitely have to talk about just one more revisit on a podcast we did of questions. We just had I put up a Miura TC201 left. I'm sorry, not left-handed because it's not a left-handed club. 3-iron. Just put the TC201 3-iron in there. Hey, we have this one laying around. If you want to buy it, you know, hit me up. Let's get rid of this one club. I got the DM. What are your thoughts on the TC201 3-iron?
I responded and I said, if it fits you, it's great. He said, I game them now. I just only have 4 through pitching wedge. I have thought about getting a 3-iron just to see if it would fit in the bag.
Derek Kofod, dude, that's the dumbest question ever. You play the TC201s, you have the 4-iron, and you're asking me how the 3-iron is or what my thoughts are on the 3. I don't know.
Here's my thing. It's all the same, right? I mean, it's not all the same, but it is. Like, that would be like, I mean, I don't play like a fancy set of clubs. I just have T-rails. But if I like my 6 and 7 iron, my 5 iron is going to feel the same way, right? Or
Brian,
am I wrong?
What are your thoughts on the 8 iron, Mel? You right. mentioned the 6 and 7, but what are your thoughts on the 8 iron?
Is that how it works?
No. It's absolutely not how it works. People are just...
No, I'm saying, like, no, if you like the feel of the 5 and 6, you'll probably like the rest?
For the most part, yes, right? Like, now, the T-rail is different because the 5-iron becomes, like, an actual hybrid. So you use, like, the one example that's kind of trash. But if it was, like, 8-iron and 7-iron, you were like, how's the 6-iron? Then it would be more relatable as far as this situation goes.
I don't know. I still don't know if my 7-iron goes further than my 8-iron. Does it go up or down? I don't ever know.
Still doesn't know.
I still don't know.
You hit them all really good. So that's what, I mean, 5 minutes before we opened up this podcast, not even 5 minutes, that's what we were dealing with. But Melissa, let's talk about Battle at the Beach. It was an amazing weekend. I'll say this. Thanks everyone for playing. We talked about it a bunch on the podcast. Johnny and I, you know, we teamed up again and we talked about it, had like a little BATB preview pod. And then our good friend, who I know you've heard his name a million times, along with his partner, Chris Boylan, won the Battle at the Beach. So that's his first.
I could not have been more stoked on that.
First Steez victory.
I will say, selfishly, I was hoping they'd bring it back at least once, because there was only, we only played 18 one time in the shootout. And normally we played every bit of 2, well, sometimes 3, right?
No.
Only twice?
Yeah, but see, I give you a pass because you're kind of not there. Like you're one, you weren't really there. We had a good day is what I'm saying. We partied the first Battle at the Beach. And there were 2 playoff holes. And then last year, it was 1 and done. And then this year, it was 1 and done.
Oh, it was 1 and done? Well, maybe so. It was just a little more like drug out last year. I don't know. I felt like it was very quick. It wasn't like too exciting. Like nobody, I don't know. And I don't want to say it wasn't exciting, but I thought there'd be a little more. There wasn't any drama.
There wasn't drama. And it all started like there's 4 teams in the shootout on 18. And the team that shot the lowest score through 54 holes, they started off with a top off the tee.
I think, and they play a lot of golf. They play so much golf. I think it was just everybody around. It was a new environment. It was different. I don't know how much they drank that day either. I know. No, well, no, one of them doesn't drink at all. That's right. I think it was just a little bit of everything going on. The conditions were horrible.
Oh.
But yeah, I was shocked. I think everybody was a little like, no.
So when that happens though, yeah. All of a sudden it's like, barring the great, I mean, these guys aren't long hitters either. They're just so steady and such good short games. So
they didn't miss a putt like all weekend.
That's what everybody said.
It was crazy.
It's like, as soon as that happened, it's like, oh, it's going to be a tough task for them to even make five at this point from how far back they were. Cause they're playing the hole, you know, lying one from 60 yards off the tee,
tough.
It's like a 400 yard hole already. I mean, it's 460 or 70. So anyway, it was like, there's three teams, boom.
They needed that Coobs drop.
They need that Coobs drop, man. Tell you what, that Coobs drop was good. That was solid. And it was a big key to victory.
If you were there the first year.
You know the Coobs
drop. You know that Coobs drop.
Well, they didn't make it to the hazard, so they couldn't get the Coobs drop. But with that being said, it was Chris Boylan and Nomi Schock.
Yep.
And
he's a newbie.
He was just the
first
time.
So it was really cool to see like a new guy, never played in any of our events, win. But more importantly, Chris Boylan has played in every single one of our events. He is the only person outside of you that has played in every single event. So it was his time. It was really exciting. It was just cool. It was cool to see him win. He's a great friend of ours, obviously. So anytime, you know, like our friends win, it's exciting, but it was extra special like for him.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, look, like you can go back to Invitational. It was a crew that we played with a bunch. So, you know, that's different with Derek and Wes. But when Derek and Wes won Battle at the Bay, it was cool because Tebow had been there a whole bunch at our events and Wes had played in one Battle at the Beach. But I didn't quite know Wes until Battle at the Bay, really. And then he played Players Cup and Invitational. And
we didn't see them a lot the first Battle at the Beach because they had friends.
Yep.
They had friends that were there. And so we didn't really get time with them.
So my point is, like, I'm just trying to go back. Not all the time. The people that win our events are people that we know and are friends with on a consistent basis. You know, sometimes we only see people at Battle
that
at the Beach.
That weekend, right.
You know, and something like that. So to have Boylan win was pretty legendary. Steady par. Nomi hit like a little 5-footer or something like that to win the match. And I don't know.
It was over. Like, and then I'm like, now what? Now it's over. Now what do we do?
So looking back on the weekend, I can say just personally, Johnny and I, we continued our struggles of day one. Just
shat the bed.
But man, we just are not good best ball. We had the second lowest score in Sunday in Scramble. And I'll attribute this to two things. And Johnny and I have talked about it. So anything I say here is very open for the world. Like Johnny, I'm not saying this behind Johnny's back. I think there's so much pressure on Johnny because it's his first round or two or three in period because he's up in Canada. And obviously this year it's been even worse. You can't even go, like, normally he'd go practice with Ian or something at TXG and get his bag dialed in. He just, you know, got the job at Callaway, put new clubs in the bag. We were figuring them out like the day before Battle at the Beach and then figuring them out still like during the tournament. So it's like things like that. He had all that pressure on him. I was coming in pretty fresh, hitting the ball very, very well. And the pressure on me is just simply, I know that I'm the guy that we got to lean on, you know, like I need to perform well. And sometimes when you know you have to perform well, that it's a little bit of pressure.
Next year is going to be interesting. Johnny's played more golf in the last 2 weeks than he's played in the entire year last year.
This new Callaway job that Johnny, and I hope you're paying attention to what Johnny's doing. He's getting ready to play in a pro-am today, actually, with Ann Van Dam and Michelle Wee.
That'll be so cool.
Like, he's like, this is a guy that his first week on the job, he was interviewing and having conversations with Phil Mickelson, John Rahm, and Henrik Stenson and everyone at Callaway. So
what did his son call one of the guys?
Bill Mickelson.
Are you hanging out with Bill today? Bill Mickelson?
Bill Mickelson. That's a little savvy. It's so funny. So, yeah, to your point, next year, Johnny is going to be the freshest he's ever been. So we're coming at him. Year four, maybe. Maybe fourth time's a charm for Johnny and I, but we had a blast in you know, everyone that played in the event, this was our biggest event we've done at 52 players. That's including me.
And we're keeping it 50, at 52 next year as 51 well.
51 additional players, but we're going to cap it at 52.
Yeah.
You don't want to do more.
I don't think so. And I'll tell you, obviously, anybody that knows me or listens to the pod at all knows I struggled the last year with events, and I did have a bad attitude about them. I think that was obvious, like compared to the first year going into, I was kind of at my breaking point. I was really kind of like, I don't even know that I want to keep doing this. This is just too much with the business and everything else. It was very wearing on me. And, you know, I was having a conversation with one of the guys in the shop the other day, and there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see. And it's not planning the event. It's emotionally for me dealing with people. And when I say dealing with people, I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's a lot. I take a lot personal, and I shouldn't because it's a business, but when I'm having to track down money and I'm having to come after you over $200 and $50, I feel like an idiot. And then people act like they had no idea that they even owed the money. And it's like, have you not paid attention to the last 6 months of what's been going on? When you signed up, did you not know what you were signing up for? So I take a lot of that burden, and I get frustrated, and I'm like, what the is wrong with these people? I went into battle at the beach. I would say this was like our most laxed year so far. COVID had a lot to do with that. We weren't able to do as much as we wanted as far as sponsors and all that. We cut back on sponsors personally because it's a lot for us. Being on the ocean, it's impossible. We found that out now for the third year with the flags. We didn't do the banners this year because of what happened last year. And we're like, screw it, we'll just do the flags this year. And then half the time they're down anyway. Yep. So every event we learn a little bit more. We didn't do the sponsors because, we're not going to put a little sign out. Like, we're either going to do it big or we're not going to do it at all.
When we have a partnership with Project X, True Temper, Acura, Aerotech, you guys at True Sports, that we'll talk about, there's going to be a lot of content coming from those dudes and us this year together. And we threw them in on the sponsorship as added value. We want to solidify that partnership.
I want them on everything just because, I love those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I like them being a part of everything that we do because they're a huge support system for us.
Yep. And like we owed, because an event got, X last year, we owed Lab, a tee box for this year to make up for that. So, it's like that. But other than that, we put Ted Watson, Mr. Watson Golf,
just
out there.
He's family.
We love Ted. We put him on number 10, and we found out that number 10 is
the only one that stands.
The ground
I
is
don't
the greatest.
Get it. So I'm like, shit, we need to start putting this D sign there because that's the only one that ever lives. But cutting you off.
Yeah, please.
Just, I'll say, going into, after that event, I really did just get to like sit back, take it in. I didn't drink a lot. I just truly just kind of like regrouped as far as the event goes. I had a blast. I had a great time, but I kind of separated myself a little bit more than I normally would. I wasn't driving around as much. I wasn't, because I really just wanted to really see where my heart was at. Was it something that I cared when I wasn't seeing every, you know what I mean? So I really just needed to go, okay, what do I want to be doing? Is this what I want to be doing? Or am I okay not having this? And it might sound silly to people, but am I okay not having this a part of like what I'm doing? So I can't even talk about the group that we had this trip. It was amazing. We had a lot of new faces that, I've never laughed so hard in my life at Stephen Gordon and his partner. They were just fantastic from Vegas. They were a hoot. They're coming back next year, but we had a decent amount of returns, but we had a decent amount of fresh faces, and it was a breath of fresh air. It was a really good group. So I did make a promise to myself and to you moving forward. We already booked Battle at the Beach for the next 2 years, so it's not going anywhere. If you listen,
thank God.
If you listen to the pod, you'll get a little inside information. And I don't think Brian even knows this yet, but it is on the website. So you can sign up for Battle at the Beach now. I am warning you, there are only so many master bedrooms. Once those sell out, you have to go into the shared room. No questions asked. So if you're one of those people that are, I got to have a master, it is open and available. So if somebody goes and signs up, if we have, I think there's 26 masters, I think it is. Mm-hmm. If those fill, that's it. I can't help you after that. So it's up to you from here. Obviously not, it's not something we're going to blast on social media yet. We're not going to like advertise right. it, but it is on the website. So if you want, you can pay half now. We are doing things differently. We're doing a $600 deposit this time with the balance due. It's on the website, but I know the balance is due towards the end of this year.
Like December, November or something.
It's a little earlier.
Oh, okay.
Only for my own peace of mind because again, I'm tired of tracking down money.
Yep.
So it's earlier in the year. It gets it out of the way. And it's done before the holidays and all of that. Players Cup. We've got other tournaments that I have to focus on and not track you guys down for $250. So that's that. But I'm going into it with a fresh start. I'm excited. I'm going to have a better frame of mind.
I thought we did great this year. I thought this was the best non-Players Cup event that we've done, meaning with the people in you and I and our time management.
Yeah.
And
we never get enough time with people. That's a thing. Like
1,000%.
Yeah.
And sometimes like I remember sitting in the hotel room on a Saturday night in a room, like we just played 36 holes of golf in like the worst conditions again. I was questioning.
You were falling asleep sitting up at one point.
But I wasn't. I was ignoring what was going on around me. And I was questioning if I was good at golf because then we talked about this with a lot of golfers. I was like, we'd hit shots that were really good and they would end up in places that I didn't know existed. And the conditions, like for next year, if we can please just get a day and a half of 54 holes of golf of great weather.
Beautiful. So we've got to have, like, we are so owed one. Eventually, it's going to just happen. I will tell you, Jason Hall walked into the room after those 36 holes. I quit early because it was miserable. I needed to go to Publix. So I was like, screw this. I'm going to the grocery store. I left the grocery store. I think I text you and I was like, I'm not coming back. And you were like, don't. There's no point. So if
I'm doing that,
right,
then you know it's like there's no reason for someone to be out here right now.
So Nick's wife and I were upstairs and we were getting like snacks and stuff ready for when you guys came up. And our balcony overlooks 18 and it was starting to get dark. But the palm trees were almost like sideways. It was like, how are these guys? And it was cold. And I'm going, I thought last year was bad. I will never say it can't get worse than a year before because it fucking did.
Yep.
And I didn't think it could. Jason Hall walked in to the villa. He opened the door. He made it halfway down the hall and literally laid down face first on the floor. It was like, I'm not moving. Everybody came through like they just got their asses kicked for the last 3 hours. Like,
I
truly don't know how you guys did it. I don't.
Well, I know Johnny and I think we shot 80, 82. So 80 best ball in not easy conditions, but we just didn't play well. We weren't like out of it by any stretch. But then alternate shot, we had, I think we were like six over in our last four holes.
Yeah. Well, everybody. Thor hit a putt, and before the ball even left the face of his putter, it was already like 10 feet to the left.
Yeah.
Like the wind was
affecting putts.
Yeah.
So the best shot I saw maybe ever at Battle at the Beach was Ben Buchanan hit a 3-wood on number 17 to 2 inches. It was one rotation short of going in for a hole in one. This guy hits his 3-wood every bit of 240, 250, and he hit it from 170. And it was right back into the ocean, right into the fan. Amazing shot. But the fact that happened, I couldn't believe it. Just the clubs that we had to hit into some of these holes. It was unbelievable. So lots of fun, even though it was hard. We're thinking about maybe making Mel some t-shirts for next year that say like, I survived Battle at the Beach 2020 and 2021, just because the last 2 years have been so crazy. So for those guys that played in both of those, they deserve something. I don't know what, but maybe we make a ball marker or something for them. I don't know, because I feel like I want to be rewarded for having to play golf in those conditions.
We'll find something fun.
So next up on the agenda, we have Battle at the Loop, which will be the one last time for Battle at the Loop. I will not do it again. And I'm saying this because it's...
No, I know.
It's too much. I know we were looking at canceling it, but you said, no, I just signed the contract. I'm not going to do that. Forest Dunes and the Loop is unreal.
Logistically,
I love it.
It's just hard.
Logistically,
selfishly, I want to do it one last time because for me and my woosah, it was amazing.
You can't be touched out there.
I can go and relax and have nothing to do. There's no pool. There's nothing like pulling you in a million different directions. You literally play golf, you drink, and you relax.
Yep.
You eat. There's fire pits and outdoor bars and putting greens and putting courses. It's just, I love that place. So to be able to go one last year, I just really like it. I don't like traveling there. I won't lie. It's miserable. But once you're there, I did not want to leave.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave. So yes, we're going to do it one more year. And then next year, we're going to take some events to Dormy.
Yes, yes. Which they've probably forgot that we exist because we didn't move our Players Cup to Dormy Networks, Dormy Club like I wanted to. Is this the last year for Players Cup at Reunion? Are you going to say it officially?
We'll talk about that another time.
Son of a bitch! Why? Okay, geez. So Battle at the Loop is in August. Would love to get you there.
Yeah, we only have a couple more spots left for those.
It's 20 players total.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's a fun little group.
I think we got like 14 right now, 14 guys.
I know Todd's bringing like a grill and he's making like a Costco run and he's like, I'm getting all the meat and I'm just grilling out all weekend. He's like, I'm just grilling out because we have like little cabins that we stay in. So we have like our own space and it's really fun. I know a couple of rooms are in the lodge. Some people prefer to be in the lodge just because maybe it's easier. I don't know. But I think we have like... I think we have one more lodge, which is four people. And then...
You mean one more cabin?
Yeah, one more cabin. Yeah. Sorry. We have one more cabin, which is connected to our cabin. And then, which is four people, two shared rooms. So it's two rooms, but four people. So okay. You and your partner would share a room. And I think they're like double or queen size beds. Kitchen, that whole deal. And then we have two teams left for the lodge.
Okay.
So I think we have eight. So we have eight
players.
Players.
Four teams.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So we got more than I thought. So that's in August. Would love to see you there. Steesandtees.com for that. And then only other thing I'll touch up on, just because we've been talking a little bit about golf equipment on this podcast, and it is a golf equipment. I know it's been a very event in the past 2 months, but it's very golf equipment. We own a golf shop. So I will touch up on some things. Melissa, I'll just talk to you about it. I finally got dialed into a driver. And I don't think there's a driver that can beat it, period, at all. But I am sad that there's this one company out there with a driver that exists that I think would be a shoe-in in my golf bag based on my history.
Sadly.
I'm not going to give that one a shot. And I kind of have a mini tear in my eye. Like, you know that feeling you get when your eyes get hot and you're going to like cry a little bit?
My throat. Like my throat gets hot.
Oh, my eyes they're getting warm.
Well, but for you, I think it's a little personal. You read the email. I read the email. You read the email again. I read the email again. I could see how it could be a little personal.
It feels a little personal.
The wording was very...
It
was a little inconsiterate. Let's just say that.
Well, I still love the person that sent it.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it was a little, it was, yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
So, looks like TaylorMade Sim 2, 8-degree head, 1-degree loft sleeve, set on higher. I teamed it up with the Project X IM10 low spin. And this shaft is, at first when I hit it in a couple other things, I was like, holy shit, I'm never going to be able to hit this. The feeling of it, it's so solid. It just gives me that like solid thwack. Every time I hit the ball, it just feels like I'm just nutting it. And so with that, I had to get a lighter weight for the Sim 2. This is how I jailbroke. We'll call it jailbroke. The Sim 2 is I put a lighter weight in the back. So an 8 gram instead of the stock 16, put a heavier weight up front. I ran out of hot melt, so there's a little bit of lead tape on it, but I'm going to probably just leave it as is. I'm bombing the hell out of it.
It's all he talks about.
I'm pumped. I'm because I've never hit it.
Have you seen? Oh my God, I hit it so good. Have you seen how well I hit my driver? Honey, look.
I got 100.
Have you seen how well I hit it?
You seen the video of me getting 182 mile an hour ball speed? I don't do that. And so the fact that I did that, I'm pumped about it. The irons are a struggle. I put those MP20s in the bag and they go straight the fuck up and then they spin.
Because they ain't the one for you, honey.
The
ones
don't,
for you are right here.
I don't know. I got some doctoring to do the MP20s, but I hate doctoring things to make them work. I've got the Rev 33s over there. I've got my old Cobras over there. I'm one week away from emailing Cobra and saying, can I get a new set of MBs, please? Do you have any anywhere?
I'm sorry. Those are allocated to our influencers. I'm not ready to take any away from them just yet.
I hope that doesn't happen. I will fucking cry. And then I will go on eBay and I will sell my MP20s to somebody. I paid for those. So I don't feel bad selling those at all. I'll sell those.
No, those are really pretty. Why don't we go ahead and sell those? If anybody wants some MP20s, I'll cut you a really good deal. They've got really pretty ferrules, brand new grips. He's only played them
one round.
One round.
One round and one,
so,
one
if you
bucket
would
of
like
balls.
Them, they are OG Brian Goff, his first set of clubs after Cobra. So they really could be worth something. So I'll make a deal. Go ahead, shoot me a DM at Melchelle Golf, and I'll cut you a nice little deal for these little suckers.
Nobody's gonna.
I know how to package them up and ship them out. He'll never even know. I'd sell them right out from underneath them.
All right. Well, Dynamic Gold X100s. They're B weight heads. They are
Which are lighter or heavier?
Lighter. 3/4 of an inch long, so therefore they're lighter. And I'm wondering if that might be why they go high. I don't think it's loft. The loft is the same as everything else. But anyway,
let's make a deal.
Thursday, Johnny is hitting the Callaway TCBs. And he's going to report back to me on how those irons are.
If you should try those.
And the Apex MBs. And I don't know. I hit his Apex MBs and I loved them.
You liked them, yeah.
I loved them, actually. I hit it and I did that whole thing where my mouth dropped. And I was that was different. But I only hit the 9-iron. So maybe I'll just ask him, hey, what are your thoughts on the 7-iron? You know, because you only got the 8-9 and wedge. Now that you hit the 7-iron, what are your thoughts on that club specifically? But I don't know.
He's not making fun of you either. We're picking because it's become a thing.
It's a thing. There's like two or three irons out there for me and everything else in the bag is pretty steady. That putter, I don't know. I putted with my Spider at Seminole Legacy when I went and played with Tebow this past weekend. And
you're just out playing with Tebow at Seminole, huh?
Not Tim Tebow. He doesn't go to Seminole Legacy. He goes, Derek Tebow does though.
But there was somebody special there this weekend.
Awesome. Oh my God. Our president, our future president, Ron DeSantis was there. I really wanted to take a picture with him. I would have asked. I would have been like, I hate to do this, man, but like, I believe in you so much. Will you just, you're my governor. You're my president. Like, I love you. Thanks for, basically letting our business thrive this year and everyone else in Florida. Yeah. So with that being said,
are you going to mention the putter that you,
what?
Oh.
What? I don't know. Hold on.
The one that you just built today.
I did just build a putter today. So I like the arm lock. I swear by the arm lock. I just suck. Like, I just suck.
I think your problem with the arm lock, and I said it to you when you were putting yesterday, is I think because you, one, I don't know if your being tall has anything to do with it, but you have to be in the exact position every time. And I think you struggle with that a little bit. If you're not in the exact position that you're supposed to be, you don't have a chance. And I think, I don't think you do all of that.
It's tough. So I'm working with Wes Altus yeah. on my setup.
And when he's in front of you and he can tell you, awesome. It's great,
it's awesome.
But you have to be great when he's not standing there with you.
So what I did was,
and that's my problem. I just need Wes to follow me.
Right. Cause you stripe it anytime he's around or
then he leaves and I'm like, I'm hitting it like shit. And he's like, no way. I'm like, yeah.
So, and then I confirm, no, like things are bad. So what I did was I played with that spider and the whole point was the spider really was like under pressure. I just felt like it got inconsistent.
You've always played really well with that though.
I've had moments where I make everything yeah. and then I have moments where I whiff a putt and I'm like,
cause that's the one that I always like, don't take it out of the bag. Don't take yeah. it out of like those are your, like, yeah.
So I did. I just said, you know what? Yeah. Like, let me just go back to this for a round and see.
Right.
And then I was messing around with another putter. I don't know which one it was here at the shop.
The Betty, the one that I really like.
The new roll control, Betty's, the studio stock. Feels awesome.
That's not the one personally that I was playing with the other day that I really liked, but that one that you were playing with, I love the way that it looks.
Yeah.
Like the way that it sets up.
It's like a plumber's neck.
Awesome.
It's like a normal plumber's neck.
I don't know. There's something different about it.
It's a little longer, you know, heel to toe. So what I did was we had this.
I think it's a BB0.
It's close to apparently one of our studs that really loves Bettinardi. And he just got a pretty sick custom Betty. He's a kid here in town. He was looking at this putter that we had refinished by LabWorks. And it's this old Bettinardi MC3. Our rep didn't know shit about this putter.
Yeah. You should probably post it and see if anybody knows anything about it.
Well, I could probably just send it to Steve,
yeah.
our rep, and go, hey, can you just have somebody, Sam or
yeah,
you know, whoever
at
Bettinardi, and just tell me what the story is on this. So
but
we had
the kid, Tyler, he said, he's like, is this a BB0?
Yeah.
We're like, we don't know.
So what it really looks like to me is like a Scotty Cameron Newport, like a putter that I love and have had a bunch. So anyway, I threw a Dynamic Gold X100 in it and built it at my specs, 36 1/4 inches. The putter looks and feels amazing. I think there's something to be said about just having a putter that looks easy and looks like something you used to putt with. And so I don't know.
Haven't had that in a long time.
No, because I've had contraptions
yeah.
for a long time. Yeah. So yeah.
I haven't had just a putter.
Yeah. Like, you know, the last putter like this I had was that Bradley that was like, really, it was a metal.
You didn't play with that, really.
No, I didn't. It's because it was one of his first 6 or 7 that Bradley made that was metal, and I don't think he makes any of them anymore. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to find out more about this putter, but I'm messing around with it. We're going to Tim Aquana tomorrow for, 9 holes and dinner or something like mm-hmm. that, maybe.
Yeah.
So I might bring two putters.
I'm really
out.
Just I'm going to spend some shop credit. That's all.
Yeah, racking up that shop credit. Not through our play, but just through a couple, you know, sponsoring a couple people, getting in there, Matt Praden.
That's how he gets me to go to the club.
Kyle
He's
Gaster.
Like, I'll feed you and you yeah. can spend our shop credit.
Yeah, that's it. So who knows? Maybe I'll find a putter in there and I'll get that.
No, you won't. I got shit to buy.
No golf club. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at in the bag. I'm going to be doing, I really want to do a what's in the bag video because it'll be like the most important video I do all year, but I want it to be right. So
yeah.
That being said, Battle at the Beach, great success. Thanks.
Yes, thank you all for hanging in there and dealing with me. I talk about y'all and how much of a pain in the ass y'all are, but I know you probably say the same thing about me, but I try. I really do. I try to be patient. I try to keep it together. But I was telling Lewis the other day when he was in here, I said, it like emotionally gets me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, mentally and emotionally, it wrecks me sometimes. And so I really have to learn how to separate the two so that I don't get to that point. But right. I'm learning. I tried to step back a little bit. I'm growing up and I'm learning. So thank you for hanging in there.
The look you're giving, I don't feel like you're being sincere.
I'm being so sincere. I am. I'm trying to do better. had a lot of shit going on.
It was a good, it was a good weekend. I'm really proud of everything we did at that tournament. It's my favorite one of the year. I won't be sad if we end up doing just Battle at the Beach and then Players Cup every year. Both of those mean a lot to me. It's weird that, again, I'm excited for Battle of the Loop, but now I'm just really ready for, as far as our events, Players Cup. I mean, I'm just as ready for Players Cup as I am for like the Florida Amateur, which is something that I really want to play in. So, which my wife told me I'm not good enough to play in that. So we'll see how that goes.
No, what I said was
ridiculous.
What I said was we had the opportunity to do something more fun. And I said, it's not like you're going to win anyway. So you're going to waste the weekend when we could be doing something fun together.
No, you said you're not going to make it.
Yeah, I said you're not going to make it. Yeah, I said you're not going to make it. You're not going to win. You're not going to make it. So why waste the weekend playing around a golf by yourself when we could go do something fun with our friends? It's that same day. It's that same weekend. So we could either be hanging out with our friends playing golf in Tampa, or you could go to Seminole in Tallahassee where there's not a motherfucking thing around. Like, oh, you go to Tallahassee to get every, that's what you do in Tallahassee.
Oh my God, you can't say that.
Oh, I can't say that?
No, that's terrible.
Well, it's what you do. There is nothing in Tallahassee.
Oh my God. Well, I got to sit here and think if I edit that out or not. I am going to take that out. Okay. Yes.
All right. Anyways, nothing good happens in Tallahassee. So he's going to go to Tallahassee by himself and we could go do something fun. And I was just saying, you're not going to like go on to the next round. So it's a wasted weekend.
But why would I not?
Because you don't play well under pressure.
But that's because I don't play under pressure.
Okay, so go play somewhere else under
pressure. That's why I'm going to play in all these other tournaments.
You could play here. You could play at World Golf Village on another weekend, and then you still get to play.
Golf course doesn't.
You're being very selfish, and I told you this back then.
You did.
You're being very selfish.
You did. You said you're being very selfish.
I don't care that it doesn't set up well.
No, it doesn't. Like, I look at...
The outcome's going to be the outcome.
I look at Slammer and Squire, and I have to hit 3 irons and 4 irons and 3 hybrids off the tee. Whereas at this course at Seminole, I get a just bang driver and it's the best club in my bag.
What'd you shoot yesterday?
No idea. No idea.
Exactly.
I had 3 birdies on the front 9.
How many bogeys?
A lot.
Exactly.
A lot.
My point.
And then,
so you might as well go play World Golf Village. See what fucking happens.
But like first time playing that course, there was a thing like
this is where when people come in and we're like, wow, they say they're a professional golfer, they probably should find another hobby. Like, this is where you need to step back and go, I'm not there yet, so I'm gonna play wherever I can play, make my wife happy, not be selfish, because I've played more events this year.
Right, in preparation for this one event.
Well, you played like shit. You're not going to play there again until the event.
Honey, I played great.
You had 4 bogeys. You're not going to win with 4 fucking bogeys.
With 3 birdies?
Yeah, no. Okay, dude. Cool. So they almost even each other out.
Two over at that golf course got in last year, and it was not at all set up as hard as it was the other day in our conditions. I know that for a fact.
No, not a
chance. Here's the deal. What I'm doing again... Playing to my strengths. This golf course is fucking awesome. Seminole Legacy, if you ever get a chance to go, it's the only thing going in Tallahassee, as far as I'm concerned. It's definitely a cool golf course. It's super difficult at the greens. So, like, for me, getting to the greens, I'm pumped. My ball striking is going to be there. I can hit driver almost wherever I want. It's perfect.
I'm going to withdraw you.
What I... You could, too.
I know
you
I could.
You just send an
I'm
email.
I'm going to.
What I struggle with is...
I'm going to say that... What am I? I'm going to come up with something.
I struggle that you say you're not going to make it, and yet I've made this tournament 3 years
sometimes
ago.
Sometimes you just have
and
to be real
with
yourself.
And I wasn't that good. Years ago, I was worse at golf than I am today.
Come in here and shoot 95... No. And they're pros.
I'm not a pro.
I know you're not, but you're ruining a weekend over a what if.
To go. Yeah, but the what if is way more strongly possible.
This is why we just don't do anything.
By going to Tallahassee. Really.
you're selfish.
Versus and this is going why to I World tell Golf you. Village on a Wednesday, which, by the way, yeah. would mean we close the shop
no,
for the day.
No, we're not closed. I can be here.
You'll be here.
Yep.
You will be here.
I know
here,
how to run shit.
But you don't know how to fit anybody.
So?
And that's how we make money. And you even said, you're taking too much time off for golf. When I took one Tuesday.
No.
Two Tuesdays in dead time.
No.
In dead time.
You wanted to take two back-to-back weekends so that you could play the club championship and battle at the beach.
Yeah, I did.
And then you
I
wanted
did.
To take something else, and then you wanted to take something else, and I said, we can't just keep a clothes sign up at the door. Like, if I can be here, that's different. But one day of not fitting is different than 4 days in a row of not fitting. Regardless, again, this is why we don't do anything together. This is why I do what I want, and you do what you want, because you're fucking selfish, and you do what you want.
You could almost point a finger at what you said being part of why I mentally can't get over back into the Florida Amateur.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Because I have to worry about what you fucking think.
You know what?
I got to worry about what my wife thinks.
The truth fucking hurts sometimes, buddy. It hurts sometimes.
I am going to do nothing. I'm going to end this podcast.
People,
I'm going to do nothing but
do
golf every day.
Do you know how
day.
Many people
you will not
tell
see
Ricky
me
Fowler
until June.
He fucking sucks?
Every day.
Okay.
Every day.
You can't overcome that. You need to probably
I bet his
play
wife
basketball.
Isn't saying, Ricky,
bullshit.
You suck.
I guarantee you his wife is the first person that's
Richard,
like, wow,
Richard,
you really shit the bed this weekend, because that's what I'd tell you. I'd tell you, wow, you looked really fucking stupid out there this weekend. Maybe you should find another hobby. I would. You know I would tell you that. I would.
You're trash.
I'd tell you. You suck.
I can't believe it. If I make this putt on record.
He's going to make it because it funnels. It funnels. It funnels.
Oh, my God. Oh
you
my
missed.
God.
Ha, you missed.
I was laughing during you my missed. Stroke. I can't believe I got that close. It lipped out. It was like a 15-footer. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for
thanks
listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, Pins. Pinned golf. Sorry for the vulgarity. It comes out of Mel's mouth. We only had to edit out one thing today.
I didn't know I couldn't say that.
I don't think what you said is acceptable. But thank you all so much for listening. Talk to you next week.